sense of the word, we are in serious danger of going completely crazy. That was the original idea of Sunday. The useless day. The day that was time out. The day when you weren't supposed to do anything serious. It was holiday, holy day. But instead, Sunday has been perverted. And instead of being really time out, it becomes time instead for recreation, so that you'll go back stronger Monday morning, and for laying it on thick in the way of rationality and lectures on the good life. So you see, there's a little paradox here. It is absolutely necessary for our sanity that we should play, and that we should be useless and be preoccupied with useless things from time to time. But we don't do it if we do it because it's good for us. So in the mood of play, one has to get one's mind completely away from the future and the purposes of the future, and get into what I would call a musical mood, because music is supremely playful in that it doesn't strive for goals. It fulfills itself at every moment of its unfolding, even though it has a design, it has patterns, it has movements, as with a symphony, it has progressions, as with the working out of the pattern of a fugue. But always the point of music is to be with it as it unfolds, because if you aren't, you miss the melody, you don't hear it at all. And so then, I would look upon this world as a musical phenomenon, as a game which is a kind of sublime nonsense. Just as when Bach writes a line of melody, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't try to imitate the thundering of horses' hooves, or the sound of streams, or factory whistles and the uprising of the workers, or anything like that. It has no social message. It's pure playing with sound. And for this reason, among others, sublime. So then, it would appear that our whole cosmos is a colossal effusion of splendid nonsense. And you can see every form of life, insects, rabbits, giraffes, elephants, people, bees, flowers, everything, as different kinds of music, in the same way as you get waltzes, mazurkas, charlestons, swing, every kind of musical form or dance form. So in the way those dances differ, so in the same way all species of life differ. They are different tunes, different dances. And the importance of them is not to get somewhere, because the only place you can get, if you're going to go somewhere in time, is a kind of a reproductive vicious circle. We live to have children who all get it put in boxes and come out just the same, and they're going to put their children in boxes, and so on and so on and so on. Where we are just nothing but a lot of tubes, swallowing food which goes in at one end and out the other, and that wears the tube out. But the whole thing is to keep it going by manufacturing new tubes by reproduction, and they'll do the same thing, and so on and so on. But so long, you see, as they're all thinking that the point of doing this is that sometime, somehow, something's going to turn up, they'll always miss the point. They will always be there rather than here. It It's very funny to come to California, you know, when you've lived elsewhere and it's been an ideal, and suddenly you wake up and you realize you're there. You know, you're on vacation. You've got there. And everybody else envies you. And so we have to learn how to be there, or rather to be here. Of course, it is always possible to construe the thing in another way and to say, yes, it may be a game, but it's a ghastly game. It's a grim game. It's like a child who's caught a fly alive and is picking the wings off it. The universe is that sort of scheme. It's a trap. It's a thing that gives you hope, is always dangling possibilities in front of you to keep you going, but then it grinds you up. And then it revives you a little, like a master torturer, keeping a person alive in order to experience pain. There is a kind of inverted mystical experience that people occasionally have, where they see the whole universe as this sort of trap, and everything looks crummy. People look as if they're made of plastic, and aren't really people, but only make-believe people. They're mechanisms, which are going yakety-yak and pretending that they are really there and alive. And everything looks as if it were made of patent leather or enameled tin and nasty, dead scene. That's the inverted mystical experience. And one might ask, well, you could take that view too. And here you come to what Albert Camus said. The fundamentally important philosophical question is whether or not to commit suicide. Now, this is the real question. Is the game worth the candle? If you think no, then you better commit suicide. That's the logical thing to do. If, on the other hand, you're not sure, then you better make up your mind. Because if you're going to go on with the game of life and not be sure as to whether it's really worth going on, you'll make a mess of it. That's quite certain. It's like doing something evil, like telling a lie. If you're going to tell a lie at all, you have to make it stick. And so make it good. Don't wobble when you lie, because someone will find you out, and it'll all fall apart, and it'll be worse than if you never did it. So if you make up your mind that you're going to do something evil, you have to have like a golf swing, follow through. And so in the same way with going on living at all, if you're going to gamble, gamble. And so either suicide or gamble seem to me to be the great alternatives of this life. And what will the gamble be? The gamble or the gaming has to rest on the assumption that this game is superb. No other assumption will work. If I may put it in another way, the game is to be trusted. The universe, you yourself, it is fundamentally to be trusted. And this is the act of faith which underlies all gambling. Because if you don't make that assumption as absolutely basic, the game will not work. Now, this is where one must consider game theory in relation to ethics. What are the characteristics of a workable game? A viable game, as biologists would call it. A game that is worth the candle. First of all, the game must involve an optimal combination of skill and chance. Or we might say, order and randomness. Where a game is pure chance, it loses interest. Let's just think of tossing coins.